Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, first let me make a correction. Last week I raved about the work of Peter Friedman, who's doing great work in the Broadway show Job. But I believe I called him Paul Friedman. Now, isn't that a famous economist? Anyway, I don't like getting names wrong, so you can still catch Peter at the Hayes Theater through October. Now, there are more than a few shows opening off-Broadway. I just saw Table 17 at MCC's smallest venue on West 52nd. This is a three-character, 90-minute piece written by Douglas Lyons. It's a tale of a formerly engaged couple meeting up again on their first date-versary, that's their word, not mine, to see if there is still, you know, attraction, regrets, whatever. Anyone who enjoys looking back at your first or lost loves will appreciate this one. The three actors, Cara Young, Biko Eisen-Martin, and Michael Rishon, are absolutely perfect. And the show is highly entertaining. Now, while it's not quite immersive, much of the audience sits at little tables, and I think I was at table 18, actually, and all feel very much part of the action. Yes, even a bit of fourth wall breaking here. Mostly, it's been a while since hearing such great lines, including, "I didn't tell my therapist I'm here. It's none of her business. I want him to back me. I want him to get back with me before I want to get back with him," things like that. And who knew you could have so many funny things to say about corduroy. Anyway, the characters are all black, by the way. Even the N-word goes down, but it goes down with humor here. And much of the audience was also multicolored, proving if you tell their stories, they will come. I would urge you to book a seat at Table 17. As for what's coming, the theme seems to be heavy subject matter on small stages. First, there is The Ghost of John McCain. Now, this is, in fact, a zany musical about the late beloved senator of Arizona, whose brain is being visited in the show now by a guy named Trump. This one is still in previews at the Soho Playhouse, but I will be following its progress because one of the creators is the late Grant Woods. Now, he was McCain's top aide and then attorney general, a liberal Republican of that state. I met him several times and even wrote about his creative aspirations. And then I got the news of his sudden death, and suddenly I was writing his obituary. I'm pleased they are moving ahead with the show. It's in previews now and hopes to stay up, well, until Election Day. And then there is Fatherland, which I reviewed here after seeing its premiere production at the Fountain in Los Angeles. Now it will open at City Center's Stage 2. Fatherland deals with the true story of a young man who ultimately spoke to the FBI about his father's participation in the January 6th insurrection. This is referred to as verbatim theater, in that all the dialogue is from either recorded conversations or testimony in court. I spoke with the director, Steve Sachs, this week, who said he has attained even more material from the one that I saw. That's from the Department of Justice, so that should be something. He also says, ultimately, this is a father-son story, he's reminding us. And while the dad may not earn our sympathy, well, we may better appreciate what and why someone like him believes. It's a powerful show. Again, that's Fatherland. And then there is the interesting double bill coming to the Classic Stage Company. Now, I connected with director Igor Goliak, a Ukrainian Jew, about the combination of one called Our Class, which had a successful run at BAM, by the way, and Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice. He's directing both, one before the other. This all opens on September 12th. Now, Our Class follows 10 Polish classmates, 5 Jewish, 5 Catholic, growing up as playmates, friends, and neighbors, who then turn on one another with life and death consequences. This is inspired by real-life events surrounding a horrific 1941 pogrom in a small village. The play takes us through 8 decades of upheaval. Igor Goliak himself arrived in the U.S. as a refugee at the age of 11. He eventually founded and runs something called Arlequin Players. That's a theater of immigrants outside of Boston. His last outing in New York was The Orchard with Mikhail Baryshnikov and Jessica Hecht. I spoke about that mesmerizing piece here. I asked him this week if the word classic intimidates him in any way. I don't know who decides what a classic is, he told me, but on CSC's website, they talk about their work as exploring and reimagining great stories that illuminate our common humanity. For sure, that's what we are doing with this contemporary production. He went on to say, I think the CSC audience is our audience. It has held the work of so many established and new artists over its history, and I'm humbled to join them and have the opportunity of our residency there with these two powerful back-to-back great stories reimagined. Anyway, those are strong words from an important man of theater. Again, that's opening soon at Classic Stage. And there are more things coming with challenging themes, one called Vladimir, for instance. But hey, anything with Norbert Leo Butz has my attention. And did I mention Dickhead? More on that next month. Bottom line, this may not be the best time for escape-seeking tourists to visit, but hang in there. Gypsy and Sunset Boulevard and a musical version of Romeo and Juliet that's already being extended and hasn't even opened yet are on their way. Well, I'm about to do some escaping myself, leaving soon for Europe, most particularly London, to see a show called A Face in the Crowd. This was in pre-planning at the Public Theater when COVID struck. And now, finally, it's opening, not here, but there. Well, hopefully it will then have a New York run. If you haven't seen the classic Elia Kazan film, I suggest you do. It's a drama, but this production is now a musical with songs by Elvis Costello. So I am taking a few weeks off and we'll be back mid-September. Stay well and engaged, and I'll see you then.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.